This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report on Friday, the 26th of August. I'm Alex Ritson. So, now it's official. Interest rates are definitely going up in the United States, perhaps. And the timetable, one day, maybe. And that from the person who runs the US Federal Reserve, Janet Yellen. She's meeting with central bankers from around the world at the annual gathering at Jackson Hole in Wyoming, and has made her much-anticipated speech. I asked Chris Lowe from FTN Financial what he made of what she said.
It's important to consider what Yellen said in context with the Fed's communication so far this year. So that there are certain pre-established facts. One of them is that the U.S. economy already in July was strong enough to justify a rate hike. The only reason they didn't go was because they were afraid they might aggravate international events, including the aftermath of the Brexit vote. We knew they were already very close to raising rates. So in that context, when she came out saying we're closer still, in the past few months, the justification for a rate increase has picked up. It moved the needle a bit. Then what happened was Vice Chairman Fisher, speaking to a reporter after Yellen's speech, was a bit more emphatic, saying, oh, no, no, her comments were consistent with raising rates. And that's really what ultimately moved the markets.
But the reality, Chris, surely, is that she doesn't actually know whether she's going to raise rates in September or October or even by December. It's going to depend on the economic news that comes in. And so actually trying to work out what she's going to do based on what she says today is a completely pointless exercise.
It is a bit. And I think in particular because it's late August. There's an awful lot of people at the beach. They're not paying attention. U.S. equity markets, which is a pretty terrific barometer for all of these things that have been going wrong around the world, because as tensions rise, volatility in the stock market rises too. The U.S. equity markets have been more placid in the last month than at any time since 1967. It's absolutely quiet. The likelihood it will still be this quiet a month from now, when the Fed actually meets to consider rates, I think is very low. It will be September. People will be back at work. They'll be paying attention again. And I suspect, once again, these global headwinds they've been shying away from for a year will be blowing again.
And isn't the reality also that they're actually very comfortable with this idea of everyone always thinking that there's a rate rise around the corner, but it's a corner that we never get to?
They are very comfortable with it, but I think maybe they ought to reconsider that. There was a terrific Wall Street Journal story today by the reporter John Hilsenrath, citing survey evidence that the American people no longer have faith that the Federal Reserve will do the right thing. When asked if they believe the Federal Reserve's policies will benefit the American economy, back when Greenspan was there, 75% thought those policies would. Now it is only 40%. So they have absolutely squandered their credibility, and I'm afraid they will continue to squander their credibility if they say one thing and do another.
Chris Lowe from FTN Financial. So the main market numbers today, the Dow Jones actually finished down a third of 1% at 18,395. At the end of the trading day in London, the 100 share index up 0.3% at 68.38. On the currency markets, the euro a little weaker against the dollar at $1.12 US cents, the pound $1.314.
Thank you for downloading from the BBC World Service. You can find a whole world of information from science, art, business and technology. Just go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.